Imagine handing over the actual deed to your house just to enter like a random sweepstakes online.
Right, which sounds completely insane.
Exactly. But for years, I mean, that is exactly what we have done with our personal data online. Today's custom deep dive into the South African Government Gazette detailing the Protection of Personal Information Act of 2013, commonly known as POPIA, is exploring how this specific law fundamentally changes that whole dynamic.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack this. We need to start looking at your personal data as a physical home that you lease out, rather than property you just, give away permanently.
Yeah, and securing that property really begins by redefining what it actually includes in the first place. Because when this law talks about personal information, the net is cast incredibly wide. I mean, it goes way past the obvious things like your ID number or your email
Right, the
address.
stuff everyone automatically thinks of.
Exactly. It covers your biometric data, your online identifiers, and even your personal opinions, or actually the views another person happens to have about you.
Wait, really? Even what someone else thinks about me?
Yeah, it's that broad.
Okay, so if my data is a house and, say, a company is my tenant, does this mean if I lease them a single room, they can't just go rummaging through my closets without explicit permission? I mean, how do you even police every single interaction like that?
Well, what's fascinating here is how the act actually navigates that exact tension. Because it doesn't ban companies from renting the room, right?
No.
But it forces strict boundaries through rules like purpose specification and processing limitation.
Which means what in plain English?
In practice, it means if a store collects your phone number strictly to text you a digital receipt, they cannot legally use that same number later to text you marketing promos.
Oh, wow. So no creeping out of the room.
Right. The data can only be used for the explicit lawful purpose that you originally agreed to. So the law is actively balancing Section 14 of the South African Constitution, which is the right to privacy, with the economic reality that, businesses just need to share information to function.
Okay, well, here's where it gets really interesting. Looking at the source material, it outlines a category called special personal information, which acts like a reinforced vault within that house you're renting out.
A very heavily guarded vault.
Yeah, it covers highly sensitive things. So religious beliefs, race, trade union membership, political persuasion, biometrics, and it essentially bans processing children's data entirely.
Right.
But there are these quirky, highly specific exceptions too. Like, for instance, a spiritual organization can process religious data, but strictly for their own members to protect their spiritual welfare.
Yeah, and the reason for those specific exceptions and really the need for the special category entirely comes down to vulnerability. Because, I mean, a leaked phone number is a nuisance, sure.
Definitely.
But historical data shows us that information about your race, your political persuasion, or your health, that can be weaponized for severe discrimination. So the law puts a thicker vault door on these categories because they carry real-world danger if they're misused.
So what does this all mean for your daily routine? Because a vault is totally useless without guards, right? From what I understand, this law actually tries to crack down on everyday nuisances like spam.
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah. Sending unsolicited electronic direct marketing, so like spam emails or texts, without your explicit consent or a pre-existing customer relationship, that is no longer just an annoyance.
It's actually illegal now.
Exactly. It is a punishable legal offense on par with physical trespassing. And to enforce this, the law created the Information Regulator, which is essentially a new digital watchdog agency. So if a company suffers a security compromise and your data leaks, they are legally required to immediately notify both this watchdog and you directly.
And what happens to a company if they just, leave that vault door wide open?
Well, the penalties are massive. We are looking at administrative fines that can reach up to 10 million rand. And for certain severe offenses, up to 10 years in prison.
Wait, 10 years in prison for a data breach?
If it's a severe offense, yes. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the establishment of this information regulator is a monumental shift because it gives you the legal right to demand a company confirm exactly what they know about you and the power to force them to correct it or just utterly destroy it.
So you can effectively evict them from your digital property.
Literally, yes.
That's incredible. POPIA really does hand the keys to your digital identity back to you, drawing incredibly strict boundaries for public and private bodies in South Africa. But I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over.
Go for it.
If our digital footprints are now so meticulously protected by national laws like this, How might the sheer volume of data we voluntarily surrender every single day to, overseas, borderless algorithms, challenge the very limits of a single nation's privacy laws?
That is the big question.
Right. Your house might be secure, but what happens when the neighborhood itself exists everywhere and nowhere all at once? Stay curious, and thanks for joining us on this deep dive.